begin the current daf, Masechta Yoma daf Lamed Gimel, begin Lamed Beis, begin Tes Masla, begin the words of the Gemara, Ibur De'ara Adu Tefta, passing by the tefillin on the arm to go to that of the Shalresh, which Pirsh Rashi explains, L'nich tefillin b'resh, means to say, to put on tefillin on the head, Kodesh L'nich tefillin shayad, before you put on tefillin shayad, that's us, that's me forbidden. Because the Kama V'al Mitzvah tefillin shayad, you're bypassing the Mitzvah of tefillin on the hand, the Pogah B'resh B'zrei, which when you're picking up your hands, the first thing you encounter is the arm. And you're bypassing a kodesh gilurish before you come to that of the head. So it says, "Because the person is difficult according to rational interpretation." To my even Rish Lakish, why would you have to say this based on Rish Lakish's teaching of the Im Avinu Mitzvah? What do you mean? We have to teach him Menachas alone, Bamarav, which says, "Kishu Menich." When you put on the tefillin, Menich Shiyad Nachas Shalresh. You put on first the Shiyad Neshalresh. The Chesed, because that's in the pasuk, Shad Moshe Dachah. You're going to tie it onto your hands. V'Hagan, and this is why you have to be Necha. So that's the source, not because Im Avinu Mitzvah. So Rabbi Mefarshim ben Tamash from Rav Haigran Zatzal, the Ari B'Shosh Achilis Tefillin. We're talking about in this halacha when you're taking off the tefillin, the manich b'tikkur, you put it into the zekel, into the tefillin bag. Shliyav v'aisin shliyad. We're telling you don't first take off the shliyad v'itin b'tikkur tefillin and put it into the bag first. V'akech shorish l'mal and then take off the resh that's on the top. Because the imkin, if that's going to be the case, kishyav l'nich when you're going to come to put it back on the next day, yifkav the shalresh tefillin, you're going to first encounter the shalresh. Now, v'yitztarich l'havel mitzvah, you're going to have to bypass that mitzvah, and you're not going to put on the shalresh, b'shem the shalyad, you shall nich tchilik in the parashah, because you have to put on the shalyad first, like we said in the Gemara Menachos. L'fikach tzarich l'nich b'tik shalresh tefillin, that's just saying, first put into the bag, you shalresh, v'achil shalyad mal, and then you'll have the yad higher up, so that you're going to get the yad before the shalresh. Rabbi Yoz, that's how Mefarash, he explained. So in Mishm Shai, we're talking about regarding touching the tefillin. The halacha is the chayv on the mashu tefillin mechol shel kavuchem mitzitz. You're supposed to touch your tefillin at all times when you're wearing it as a kavuchem mitzitz. The hashter kama. Now the Gemara is saying, the b'shal yam mashu tefillin, we're saying, first, when you touch, people say, perseh chesidecho, mespil chol chayrots, in a few different places, first touch the shal yad, and then the shal reish, mishm the pogam reish, because that's the first one you encounter, machab mashu mishal reish, and then go ahead and touch the shal reish. Next, this master begins with the Gemara, but Eimet say, how do you know of the Shnei Kisar Eitzim is going as we said, one for this, one for that? Maybe Chad Shad Legitim Zech, maybe one's going for the cleaning out of the Indim Zech and the Kadmi Ledama Tamid to say that it's going to have three Babaikas that should come before the blood of the Kabbat Tamid. Santa says, how do you know the way you're asking this, Rapapa's question that he's asking Abaya? Why necessarily is it the way he's asking? I could tell you a different interpretation. Nishadi tarvaya babayka adama tamid. Maybe actually both babaykas are going on the blood of the korban tamid. Then the kadam ledishim bebech. Maybe that should go before the cleaning of the in mizbeach. Because the hachat loss of a train. Now it had one. Now you're having a two babaykas. Make it three. And the ledishim bebech only has two. Maybe that's what it should come to teach us. That's to tell you, so much you can say is no. The whole of Tzvar here, that's not logical. The Nishti Tavayu, that we're going to put both Babaykers, Ahechid Lekoz Valchad, in the place where only says one Babayker, Vadishim Panimi, the Chse Betray, and regarding Vishim Panimi, which says explicit in the Torah, two Babaykers, Lo Nishti Midi, we're not going to place any Babaykers, Yetziva Ba'arvi Giyurbish Mishmai, which barring a phrase the Gemara says elsewhere that the alien is higher up and the resident is lower down, that doesn't make sense. How could one that says more Babaykers in the Torah end up being lower down? So that wasn't mistaber to say in the interpretation of babayka babayka. Another approach you could say is if that'd be the case, then it should have only written one. If you're trying to make the dama tamid come before the dishim derech nimi, then you don't really have to write two babaykas. Just write one by the gizarin, which is unnecessary. But neshadya dama tamid, and then use it for the dama tamid, which had one, and now it's got another one. And that already tells us in the condition of the Nibbah that should come before cleaning out the inner altar, because of Arkham, the Hocha Trey, because even though now both are going to equal number two, but still we send the Gemara Machab Adab, the fact that the Damatam is Machab is already better. And the fact that it says two times we're by the Shnei Gizaran, Shmamina, obviously, it's not necessary to say the Tamatam at first, because even with one Babaker would have been. So obviously, the Itzach Lameima that you have to say, the Neshadi Chadijim Mizbeh Abnim, the one's coming for the Mizbeh Abnim, which has three, and that's going to come before the Damatam, which even though you're adding one over there, it only has two. So next says, Matlab, begin with the Gemara, Hachat Las of Hachat Trey. Oh, here there's three, and here there's two. So therefore, we're going to do that of the Dishin first. So it says, Inlak, so don't ask, what do you mean? You only have two by the Damatam? Many times in the Torah regarding the carbon tumid babayka babayka b'pashma d'tzaba b'pashapinchas. So if you count all the babaykas, it has a lot more. Just tell you the Hashem, what you can say is no. All those babaykas are considered as one, because kibin like sivah b'hadi adadi kamei b'gizim and there is that sivah babayka babayka. It doesn't say like it does by the logs and it says by the lamp where it says babayka babayka in one place. So rather, have a kamei parsha shenem benisha, like a parsha that was said and then repeated again and again, but it's all the same parsha that's being said. Here you have babayka babayka in the same place. That telling you that it's another babaker. In contrast, by Talmud, it's only like considered like one babaker. The next says Masda begins with the Gemara. Yuktim davish nem by babaker babaker. We're going to first put something that says babaker babaker. The davish le nem by babaker. In contrast, is something that only says one time babaker. Which Tais says, what do you mean? The Avak of Damal Alav, the Gemara previously said the Tomek said betray babaker. We already said that with an extra babaker that we're adding on, that makes it into like it has two babakers. How are you saying that? You're saying that the you're going to do the carbon tomet later because it only has one baker. It says two babakers. Well, that says Tais is no hind the dama tomet dafka. The blood of the tomet, it says two babakers. But here we're talking about Devarm. Devarm of the tomet is only has still that one babaker. So it says, of course, now it's difficult to me. Name a tree babaker the xiri eats and say that the two babakers that we have extra from the logs of the wood. The chad shal yada adam atamid, one should be used for the blood of the karmat tamid, meaning the mekabel edition of hapnimi, so that should be before, as we discussed in the previous places, before the edition of hapnimi, because the avakab, the hocha tre, although now they're both going to have two, the mechaba adav, the fact that the dam atamid is an atonement makes it better. And b'chad, the other one, not like we sparred that we proved from the previous places that, oh, what are you doing with obviously going to the edition of hapnimi? No, b'chad shal yada aivari tamid, and one should be put for the limbs of the karmat tamid. Now, why would we put another one there? Then the Kadma Tavashtein is to say that it comes before the cleaning out of the last two lambs. Because the Avakab, the Ogre Treb, even though now both have two, the Kadma that you should do even the Ivarim beforehand, and why would you want to have the Ivarim Tavashtein beforehand? So that you have some type of interruption between the five and the two lambs. Jachmanam Livsakun, the Torah says you should make an interruption. Because if you're not going to interrupt with the Ivarim, then my Mavsak, what are you going to interrupt? Because this Mandam holds it with the Dhamma Tavashtein. But the Dhamma Tavashtein was saying, no, you have another Babak which makes it beforehand, and that's what the Ivarim would be to have it in middle. So maybe that's what the extra babaker is going to teach us. So it says, Rishon, what you can say is, no, the inner svar is not logical, the shavuyo tarvayu babaker betomit b'rishas lal. It's not logical to say that both babakers are going to be used for the karmat tamid, which only says one time babaker in the Torah, and it's not going to be used for that of Hadishin b'zeh limi, which says two times babaker in it. That wouldn't make sense, because like you said, yitiv ba'ara, v'gir b'shmei shmaya. Now, so it says, now, what do you mean? It's not both for the same thing. One's for the dam of the tamid, like we said. One's for the ivam of the tamid. So it says, "Mekamokim still keeping the mechad zipchu since one carbon, and that one carbon only says one time a biker." It's not logical to say that they're both going to be said for it, and you can make it into three, which is really two and two, and not to have it by one that already said two, and that's why it can't be that one was for the dam of the tamid and one's for the ivar of the tamid.